Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, good morning and welcome. The top stories are all just not good stories, frankly. Brown University shooting, two killed. Australia mass shooting, terror-related, father and son. I killed, I think, up to a dozen now. We'll look into that further. Rob Reiner and his wife were stabbed to death in their home. Their son is a person of interest. It's just, wow, what an awful weekend it has been. But here to kind of change gears and to brighten your day, the lovely Nanette Hold, our investigative reporter, is here. Good morning, Nanette. How you doing?
Hey, good morning. Good morning. I'm doing great. And I've been chomping at the bit to tell you
so
something.
So to speak.
See what she did there.
To tell you some good news that can affect our area in a big way. And it's related to the horse industry. And people who don't have horses often don't realize what a big part of our area it is. But nearly half of the area jobs in the Marion County area are related to horse activity.
In some way or shape or form. Wow.
In some way. So, and you know, our area is full of horses and backyards. Your listeners know this. But there had been some scary news for the horse industry. In May, it finally, an effort to basically really affect the horse industry in a negative way had stalled, so to speak. But there was an effort to remove horse racing from a big racetrack down in South Florida. Well, how does that affect Ocala? Well, that racetrack is necessary to keep the thoroughbred industry thriving in our state. And in our state, equine activities are about a $4.3 billion industry. A big deal. And Ocala is the horse capital of the world, they say, and we have a lot of thoroughbred breeding, and those young animals go down to Gulfstream Park to do a lot of their early racing. And so to remove horse racing from Gulfstream Park and just have that be a casino needed to go through the legislature. It stalled and failed, but it was clear that they would come back this next legislative session and try to do it again. So there's been this feeling of doom in the horse industry, especially in the Ocala area. What are we going to do if horse racing suddenly is no longer happening in South Florida? It's going to really affect a lot of jobs. What was announced on Tuesday in a little meeting out in Arizona, people aren't talking about it yet. They don't realize it yet. But horse racing may be resurrected with a live racing opportunity track to go view and bet on horse racing in Ocala. And it has been brought about by none other than our John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. He's into horse racing, and he is leading the charge to establish a live horse racing opportunity in Ocala and basically save the industry.
It's right across from the airport where they normally, they show and buy and sell a lot of horses there. There's a couple of big events, right?
Yeah, it's mainly a sales facility. They get out and gallop the young horses on the track. The people who are going to bid on them can watch them there. It's assumed that's what they're planning on doing, is putting it there. We talked to some people. We talked to you a little bit about it in May, that there were some rumblings, but now it's officially, They're charging toward it, so it's pretty exciting for people in the horse industry.
Well, that is good. What's the deal with Gulfstream and even Tampa Bay Downs has been mentioned now of maybe, closing down their facilities? I mean, these are the big feeders that, go on to the major races and what have you, so they would be gone, and they were supported by gambling money.
Well, yeah, but see, these facilities are allowed to have other types of gambling in association with horse racing. And now what they want to do is have the legislature allow them to continue the gambling without horse racing. It's expensive to maintain big barns and facilities for horses. They want to get rid of the horses. Then you've got property you can develop.
Yeah, Gulfstream, that area. Yeah,
right. And, so they would what they call decouple. They want to decouple from actually having horses, but they want to continue their gambling. People weren't showing up for horse racing like they used to. Used to be that's where you went to do bets. Now you pick up your phone and you can place a bet on just about anything, mm-hmm. as we know. So horse racing has been affected by that. Think what you will about horse racing, love it or hate it. It affects our area in a big way, a lot of dollars.
Yeah, and then you and I were talking also about this, precautions about this equine disease. It's a virus, neurological type thing. Explain what it is and what's going on.
Yeah, another big factor in our area right now affecting all these horses. People don't realize horses are everywhere in our area. There is a virus, a mutation. It's starting to sound a little bit like 2020. There's a virus mutation that is spreading. It started at a quarter horse type event, rodeo type event out in Texas. Horses were there from all over the country. They left and went home to their states and brought home a virus that's neurologic. There's no treatment, just supportive care. They often die. It's horrible. $1 million horses have been lost. Backyard beloved pets have been lost. And it's very contagious. The virus lives on surfaces for 2 days. So if you have a horse that's infected and you don't even know, because it takes 3 weeks sometimes to show the symptoms, you go into the Tractor Supply, you touch everything there. I come behind you, I touch things there. I go home to my horses. Now my horses are infected and I don't know for 3 weeks. And we're all spreading it. So it's a very big deal, and there was not a confirmed case in Florida until this past week, but now we do have a confirmed case in Tampa, so the alarm is spreading among the horse community. A vet told me if everyone would just stay home with their horses for 3 weeks, it would be over, but people continue to put them in the horse trailer and ride out to the beautiful parks we have in Florida and ride together, and it's spreading, and it could devastate the horse industry.
What would be the protocol, if you would, to put out an announcement? I mean, could the governor say there is not going to be any interaction of horses for a 30-day moratorium of some sort to try to get this disease under control or eradicated?
Well, I don't know that he can do that. That would be extreme. The Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services is keeping a pretty close eye and updating people. But it's just a huge economic impact to shut down horse activities. World Equestrian Center has a lot of people coming in from all over the country, spending a lot of money in our area to come to horse events. They've been canceling horse events since the week of Thanksgiving. They started shutting things down. They haven't shut down everything, but anything related in any sort of way to any Western horses, what they call Western style riding horses or rodeo type events, mm-hmm. they've been shutting it down. Even things with just a very slim connection to those riding disciplines. So it is a big economic impact right now already here in our area.
Any word on possible vaccination so that horses could be protected from this thing?
Well, this is the troubling part, there is a vaccine for the original virus, but that's not what we have spreading.
Mutated.
The mutation is not protected by the vaccine. It's not stopped by the vaccine, that is. So, yeah, it's a deadly virus, and we're hoping to put it to rest soon.
Yeah, well, that's what we're doing, helping to get the word out on that. Whether it's, your backyard pet that you love, or whether it's, $1 million horse you're invested in, it has a real impact. So, Nanette Holt, always appreciate what you bring to the table, and hopefully we'll be horsey racing in Ocala soon.
I'll see you there.
Win, place, or show.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.